News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first up, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald accused the Taoiseach of spoofing and claimed his sniggering, these are her words, in the White House about the housing crisis was the action of what she said was an obsequious coward. Just take a little listen to some of what she had to say.
Taoiseach, it doesn't take courage to snigger at people. That to me is the action of an obsequious coward, in fact. That's a cowardly act, to snigger at the suffering and the hardship of people back home when you feel you're at a safe distance to do so. So I'd ask you to reflect on that. And reflect on the fact that your sniggering caused real hurt. I think you should genuinely reflect on that fact.
Shane, what did you make of it?
I was shocked by it, actually, Ciara. And I know people might, some people will scoff on that and online people will scoff at it. But I've been covering the Dáil for 25 years. I don't remember anything as vitriolic as that. And I've seen some huge barneys and some huge rows. There is...
He did counter with your pathetic. He called her pathetic. She called him an obsequious coward. He called her pathetic.
I mean, obsequious coward, it's really strong language. Look, Sinn Féin have taken a change in tack since the election. There's absolutely no doubt about it. They're more uncompromising. They're more confrontational. You saw the harangue of the Cairn Corla on that first day. And there's a kind of a woe betide anyone who gets in our way. There's a kind of a, it's kind of back to the subversive street politics route. Ballot box in one hand, the megaphone in the other. Look, that's fine.
And that's just the megaphone.
Yeah, that's their strategy. That's fine. But they're going to hate the comparison. For me, it's straight out of the Donald Trump playbook, that kind of insult. It's insulting, it's demeaning your, it's deriding your opponents. And just lastly, is that where we want politics to go? Because we've seen where it's brought it in the US. I'm not sure. I am sure. It's not a good thing. I don't like it. I don't like that style of politics.
I think it is the politics of escalation. And I think Mary Lou's and Sinn Féin's politics are not the same as Trump's, but that politics of escalation where you do insult, where you do deride and all of that kind of stuff. We've seen that for a long... I don't think this is the first example of that. I think two things.
I think it's the most... I was shocked when I
there was
when
a couple of
language.
Times I will say this, when I looked at Micheál Martin in the Oval Office, where I was a little bit uncomfortable. I thought he looked a little bit uncomfortable. He's kind of wringing his hands and slightly rocking in his chair. He looked awkward and a bit nervous, I did think myself at times. Having said that, I'm not going to kick Micheál Martin for any of it, because I think he was in an invidious position. He was literally the next leader to enter the Oval Office after President Zelensky. I think the goal was to get out as Ireland Inc. unscathed. And yeah, I think we largely did that. And I think to do that, he had a tiger by the tail. And I think it was extremely difficult. I kind of know what Mary Lou MacDonald means. But having said that, I think it is sort of unfair to think that he could have done much else, is what I think.
Like, I'm not sure there's much point in kind of going back over what happened. It's over a week ago now.
I know where she's coming from, but yeah, I actually think that, look, that he was between a rock and a hard place.
This is a strategy.
And I don't know how else to manage Donald Trump better myself.
To be honest, I don't think this is about, you know, coming from a certain place. This is a strategy. This is very deliberate. This is uncompromising. This is confrontational. This is dismiss your opponents. Deride your opponents.
But it reminds me of something you often say. I don't know if you say it on air or just say it off air to me. You say, with no power comes no responsibility. The opposite, with great power comes great responsibility. When you're in the opposition, you can sling anything you like at the government. Yeah. But when you're actually inside the tent dealing with Donald Trump, did we really want Micheál Martin to go in like a gunslinger? I don't think that we did as such. And that's the reality. So I think those are low blows on that basis.
This will play well with Sinn Féin's base. I have absolutely no doubt about that. It will play well on social media. I don't think it's how we want our politics, but maybe you disagree, maybe you agree. Let us know. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.